The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jess.
Yes.
You have a precious object in your hand.
I do. I have the Google Pixel 3 XL. And this is the first Google phone that's going to be available in Ireland. So the Google range, Google have been producing phones for the last few years. There was the Pixel, there was the Pixel 2 and the 2 XL, but they weren't available in Ireland. And as you know, every week on this show, people will text in saying, you know, what do you think of the Google Pixel or what do you think of the Xiaomi? And we can't review phones unless they're available to buy here. There's no point in doing that. So on Tuesday, we went to London and we got hands-on with the Google Pixel 3 XL. And this is going to be available in Ireland in store to buy from November 1st. It's exclusive to Vodafone. So Vodafone managed to do a deal. But you'll also be able to buy it from the Google store as well.
And what will it cost?
So the pricing starts from $899 for the 3. And then for the 3 XL, it starts from $999.
And if you are on a monthly contract?
We don't have that information as of yet.
Presumably less. Anyway,
exactly. Yeah. It's in and around the same as what you'd be paying for the Huawei P20 Pro or the Samsung Note 9, because it's up there in terms of calibre. It's a high-end phone. And it's interesting and exciting to have a Google device in Ireland because, as we know, Android, the operating system, is made by Google. So this is a smartphone that has been made to optimise, and the operating system has been made to optimise the phone. So it seems to be the best of both worlds and the full potential of the Android operating system.
Now, you're not going to review it in full.
Nope.
Number one, you haven't had hands-on really long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, they don't want you to do it.
You're not allowed until Monday. And the reason for that is they don't want people just going, oh, it's class, having played with it for half an hour. They want you to get hands on and they want you to see how it fits in your day, what you make of the selfie camera when you actually want to take a spontaneous photograph, see how it performs, which I think is a good thing, because sometimes, you know, especially in the era of tech blogs and tech vlogs, everyone can make up an opinion in half an hour. But I just want to give you a rundown on some of the talking points. What I found fascinating, because I've sat through so many phone launches over the last 10 years, they did not mention the internal spec once. They didn't talk about the type of processor, the RAM, the storage, anything like that. They were talking about what the phone can do as a computer. So the big focus was on the camera. So a little stat for you now. You know, if you're trying to take a selfie, and it happened to me when I was in Australia last year. You're trying to take a selfie with a few friends and try and get something in the background, like the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and you can't fit it all in. So now on this phone, when you have the selfie mode open, you just pinch the screen and suddenly you get 184% more from the lens. So it's a super wide lens that you can pinch out or you can zoom in. Very, very cool.
All right. We'll look at all those features in some detail next week.
Yes.
Now, some of the questions coming in. Can you recommend a keyboard to go with the Samsung tablet? That's from Betty.
Yeah, so I actually bought an external keyboard a few weeks ago for myself just to have, and Logitech seem to have the best range. They do ones that start from around, I think, €50 and then go right on up. So if you just want a bog standard keyboard that'll talk to the Samsung Tab nicely, they also do one that has a little dock for the tablet to sit in to ensure that it's at a nice comfortable angle for you to work from.
The camera on my Huawei P20 Pro makes everything green. I've turned off all the smart filters. Anything else I can do?
So I know that there is that a number of people have pointed out that Huawei, particularly the P20 Pro, has a habit of kind of notching up. It'll amplify the blues, it'll amplify the greens. And I think that's something that's within the camera itself. So I think just double check that you have all the latest software updates. But if you think it's a big issue and it is sort of making everything seem with a green filter, drop us an email to patkenny@newstalk.com. And what I can do is link you in with Huawei and hopefully they might be able to rectify it.
I just bought an Amazon Alexa, what are the best things to use it for? I know it's handy for alarm clocks and music. That's from Christina.
So I use my Google Home, which is the same sort of thing, for everything. So I ask it if it's likely to rain tomorrow. I ask it for the top news stories.
And can you ask in that kind of casual way?
So I say, and my phone might go off now, but I say, hey Google, is it going to rain tomorrow? And hang on, she can answer me. Wait for it. She might answer. So it'll rain on and off in Dublin all day tomorrow. So that's the kind of stuff that I use it for. You know, you can say it as basically as, should I bring a coat? And okay, she'll say yes.
Because we have Dermot Bannon, the architect, coming up after 11.
Yes.
Who's going to talk about smart homes and how maybe architects like himself and customers will have to look to redesigning the way their homes work to cope with all the smart technology.
Yeah, what I love, if I ever get to the stage of being able to build my own house, I would love to have it built into the very foundation. But the thing to remember is that there are, and I'm sure Dermot will mention, there are ways to retrofit the technology. So if you do have an existing home, but the Google Home or the Alexa is a really, really good starting point. Mm.
Be careful with Amazon Alexa. Your housemates can sneak into your room and ask it to wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you know what? I actually did this thing. I wasn't feeling well a few months ago and I kept on saying to my boyfriend, I don't feel well. And he goes, do you know what? Say it to Google there now. And I said, hey, G, I don't feel well. And he programmed it to play a tiny violin. So it played a small little violin. I was getting no sympathy.
Does the type of modem you have affect your internet speed? Max we get is 12 megs, but only in theory. Generally, it's very intermittent. We're with Air. That's from Una in Leitrim.
Yeah, so there are a few different things that can impact your speed. It could well be the modem that you have. Also the location of the modem in the house. So try and put it in the heart of the home. Don't have it next to the TV or the microwave or anything that could be interfering with it.
Looking to upgrade to Samsung 9, should I go for the Plus?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you're going to go to the Samsung, I would actually recommend that you go to the Note 9 rather than the S9. I have to be honest, I was quite disappointed with the S9. I didn't think it was that much of a leap from the S8. So if you want to stick with the S range, I'd go the S8 and save the extra money.
The S10 is not far away.
Yes, indeed.
Can you ask Jess about parental control apps for Samsung Tab to keep the kids safe on the internet?
Okay, so this is a big issue and we may have to do just a specific episode on this, but there are a few different routes you can go down. If your kids are using stuff like YouTube, ensure that they're using YouTube Kids. You can put parental locks. So if you create a specific profile for your child on an Android tablet and then you can block access to certain things. Then there are, of course, things like the iKids modem that you can plug into your router and ensure they're not on anything dodgy. Okay. But we'll go through a full list in the
full
weeks.
Detail. Okay, Jess, Tech Talk Sunday back at the usual time?
Yes, indeed, 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. Very good.